Welcome to the Halloween Horror Events podcast. Subscribe to us on all podcast apps. Plus, subscribe on YouTube. It is all free after all. Tell all your spooky friends about us. Now let's get to the show.
Good evening, good morning, good afternoon, whatever time of the day is. Welcome to the HHE podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Simon. We've got some more news for you from a HN Nightmares Spec Map version 2 is out, so we're going to talk about it. So before we get into it, can you do me a favor? Can you hit that like button? Can you hit that subscribe button? Rate us on Apple, Spotify, whatever podcast you listen to. Leave us a 5-star review and follow us on our socials at HHE Pod at most of the socials. There'll all be in the links below, so have a look anyway. So with them stupid introductions out of the way, I hate doing that bit. It's been a while, but I think I nailed that one pretty quick. Pretty well. Anyway, I can't do this alone. I could do, but I'll sound like a right twat if I'm doing that. So, Philip, how are you doing, buddy?
Well, let's be truthful. This podcast would be absolutely boring without me.
Well, yeah, it's better without. As you probably heard, I haven't introduced Joe again. I think he's been the ushers caught him up. I think so. Do you reckon he's not been paying his fine when he got to the cinema, so the ushers knocked him out. Anyway, I don't know what's going on with my fucking thing. It's just going weird on me. So, like I said in the intro, we've got another spec map from HN Nightmares version 2. So, let's get right into it, shall
let's
we?
Let's get it on.
And let's go for... Let's have a quick look back at version 1. So if you look on your screen now, that's the first spec map we got.
Well, that's a lot of differences.
That's why I brought, I thought, bringing the last one up and then the new one up. So, yeah, there's some differences to it, but we won't go through that one because that's not what we're here for. So,
by the way, can I just, before we get any further, Simon, where have you been lately?
Oh, I just had a cheeky week to Florida.
This is why we don't trust him anymore on this podcast, because Simon disappears when he feels like it. And I can't get used to this new Zoom layout. It's different when they're at the top.
Well, mind you, at the right-hand side in the same place again still.
Well, I guess my updates really changed it. You're on the top of mine now, mate. I'll see if it shows up on that when we put it on YouTube. Yes, people. Yeah. YouTube, as well, and TikTok.
Yeah. So, yeah, this spec map was thrown on us at last minute last night, or this morning. This morning
it would have been night time for us, very late night.
I think about 3 o'clock this morning I think it dropped for us, so
it's nights. Yeah, you can go at night or morning, whatever you feel like.
We are recording this as quickly as we can to get it through to you guys, but so here's spec map version 2 for Orlando. We'll start at the bottom like we have done before, start clockwise,
so we're starting from the left,
left hand side at the bottom. It's still a picture of South Africa.
One, this is the Orlando one, correct?
Yes, this is Orlando. Yep. So this is still a picture of South America. But I'm just going to pull up the map on
these
my side.
Are, as I've termed it now, their map. They don't put words anymore, so it's now known as hieroglyphs instead of Egyptian version.
I've actually got the other map in front of me on front, so I can't really show. Actually, I'll tell you what I'll do. Let's see if this shows up on here. Sorry, people. I'm being pedantic here, but let's see if this works. Don't mind you seeing the other stuff.
Doesn't my setup look tidy today? Because I tidied it up a bit. There's two
maps. Can you see two maps?
I can see two maps and a very small background.
Well, that's
like says
me.
Simon and Julie.
Yeah. So this is what the idea is. I've just put one map inside the other map. So the map at the back is the new map. Version 1 is at the front, so you can kind of see how they come together.
Yeah, you can see that a couple of them have moved spots.
Yeah, so if we start at the bottom left-hand corner, 22 South Stage 23A, it's still South America, but this time it's got some trees on it. So I've got a funny feeling it's got something to do with the Amazon rainforest, or possibly. I don't know.
Monsters of the Amazon rainforest. that would be interesting.
It would be. And then, moving on to what looks like it will be an IP in South Stage 22, it's gone from the skull face with the fangs to The Bride of Frankenstein's Her with
The woman's
a
sign.
female. It's a woman, yeah, it's
Yeah.
a female sign in it. So.
If it isn't, I do apologize. I'm old. I don't know what anything means anymore.
I think it's the other way. It's going sideways with arrows in it for males. I think I don't.
I don't know, but the sheer fact is kind of quickly said this is going to be the Bride of Frankenstein again. Look, great.
Potentially, yeah.
We didn't make it, so good for us. But I feel like it's a cop out at the same time because it was only a couple of years ago. We've got Dracula's wives and everything what could be done. And this is going to be a fresh Frankenstein like. I don't know what it's called. We do have some comments, by the way, from people. And once we get through all these maps, I will read them out. So that's it, but I'm not going to do it right now. So maybe some ideas will come to us we don't think of. If it's the Bride of Frankenstein and it's the original Bride of Frankenstein, I'm happy but meh at the same time because for the people who went to that one, even though it was awesome looking, I've got to say.
Yeah.
Sorry, while Simon's drinking, he was coughing then, so I was chatting for ages, and then he decided
Yeah,
to
well,
have a drink. Simon's
Florida weather's
dying.
killed my throat.
Oh well, I feel sorry for you going on holiday.
And then in South Stage 23B, which will be shared with the South America one, we've still got the Cadillac symbol, which
And
I
with the
think.
area in is the biggest giveaway in history.
Yeah, so it's highly likely it's going to be Ghostbusters.
Was going to say Care Bears.
Care Bears. Oh, that would be scary. Was that not supposed to be what Five Nights at Freddy's
Do you
is?
remember Care Bears share with their big signs on their bellies and they would stick their belly out at you? Ooh, scary.
Don't know. I never watched Care Bears.
Well, you are quite young compared to me.
So looking like let's move this around a little bit. In 22. Soundstage 24A. It looks like potentially the Silence House, which we think is, what do we say that one might have
It's gonna be either a Quiet
Quiet
Place
Mice, yeah.
or Silent Hill. I'm more Quiet Place. I'm praying it's based on the new movie what's coming out. Can you imagine if we're all praying for the new movie and the movie sucks?
Yeah. Well, like I said, it's moved from Sprung Tent 3 over to a Soundstage, which makes
This is
sense if
what
it's going to
sucks.
be. Well, it's not gonna. I don't think it's gonna be silent, but we'll see what we'll see if it
But
comes.
that's three movie IPs in a row next to each other.
Which usually is where the draw is
Yeah.
for most of them, anyway. Let's see if I can make this a little bit smaller. Oh, it's
Oh,
completely
it's
gone.
totally gone.
Yeah.
Hold on, Simon's
Well.
having a nightmare with the tech.
Yeah. Anyway, and that'll just move out of the way in a minute. Anyway. Anyway, just stick with me a second, guys.
I keep on chatting people. So yeah, as I say, I honestly think it's gonna be a quiet place. Obviously, it's out on the ether. A lot of people are now guessing this. I know it's not a lot of people's movies because of what happened with the original two movies. But this one, if it is the movie that's coming out very soon, is based when it all started. So people are making noise, people are scared, loads of people in the city, thousands and maybe millions of humans getting killed. For me, I think it's gonna work perfectly. I think it's actually going to be a banger. Not burger after burger after burger after
Burger.
burger. Sorry, wrestling
Yeah.
fans will get
If you
that.
so sorry, sorry, if you're wondering what was happening, and then guys, if you're listening to this, I've just made the map a bit smaller so we can see more of the newer map. Anyway, on to the next one, which was a lollipop. It's now turned into a suite. It's what Soundstage 24B. Is it do we reckon that's Thingy Sweets from the Scare Zone? Sweet's Revenge.
Yeah, I think it's got to be. I've also got an opinion this year. There's been rumors on what is it, the Usher as an IP. I've heard
Yes, there is a
that.
few,
Yeah,
but
I've heard, and but I've also heard a rumor that there's not going to be an I icon this
Icon.
year. But Sweets, if they're going down the road of new icons, he fits perfectly as a new icon.
Yeah, Sweet's Revenge. Depends potentially.
So would this be Sweet's Revenge Revenge?
I don't know. That I could think when it comes to the originals, there's not really much you can do, really. All you can do is
Well, what did you think of the Sweet's character? I liked him. He
to be honest,
sticks
I
out in my
didn't
mind.
to be fair, I didn't spend that much time in that school zone because I was only there for I was there for a couple of weeks on that
It
one.
was
It
very
was,
noisy that year.
yeah, it was very loud, and I didn't like the loudness of it. Don't get me wrong, I like Scurzo, I like the characters, but it was one of those areas where if you stood there for too long, your ears are blown out, and I couldn't stay there for that much longer. Fast and Furious 10, it looks like we've still got an
That's
unknown. It was an
scary,
unknown
isn't it?
IP, it now says unknown original. Interesting. I'll move on to that point in a minute.
Yeah, interesting.
Then in the new tents that have been built and are actually erected. I knew you'd giggle. I knew, guy, I'm talking to you. I knew you'd
I
giggle.
love when they put them up.
Yeah. So it depends on where the entrances are for these, because people say it's going to be an absolute mammoth walk. It depends on where the entrance is. If the entrances are in the DreamWorks land, I don't think they'll be that far. It will be a little bit further, be about as far as the parade
DreamWorks
building.
is going to be open.
Yeah, but where are we going to put the houses through? That's what I'm saying, when the entrances. So we'll
Yeah,
see.
because obviously the Barney thing won't be there anymore like it was. But I feel like they can. I feel like some of. I don't think DreamWorks has changed as much as people think it has.
Oh no,
I
it's
still
not.
think a lot of the routes walking through will still be there.
Yeah, as long as there's back is access to the backstage, I think it'll be fine. But in Sprung Tent 3, we did have what we think is Quiet Place. We now have a popcorn, a bucket of popcorn. So,
I think everyone's had this rumor as well, haven't they? Have you? Tell me what you think, though, and see if you've heard the rumor.
Slaughter Cinema 2.
Yeah, well, I've heard Slaughter Cinema 3D, so this could
Yeah.
be a 3D house. I'm hoping it's not, because 3Ds don't seem to work that well.
Well, it depends.
But
Alison,
Slaughter
what the
Cinema
like?
was one of my all-time favorites.
Well, one of my favorite houses I did back in 2015, I think it was Alison Asylum in Wonderland, which is based on Alice in Wonderland. And it was in 3D, but it was that Chroma Depth 3D, which is paint. So it wasn't like you needed proper glasses. You could still go through it without 3D glasses on. But what it does, if you've never heard of Chroma Depth 3D, it gives a different spectrum on the color pattern. So I think reds are closer to you and blues are further away. So they paint it certain colors to make the 3D as you're walking through the house with the glasses on, make things jump out at you and seem further away. In Asylum in Wonderland 3D, you missed it because I think you didn't go till 26 was your first one, wasn't
26 was it? Yeah, it's unbelievable. I was there for 25. I used to take them. Old listeners know I used to think, what the hell is this childish thing about? They're
And
fine.
that's
I bit the
when,
bullet.
yeah, and that was when it was actually in the Shrek building as well. So it made very good use of that Shrek building. One of the very last times that Shrek building house was actually a very good house for the year.
God, that
But yeah,
house.
I'm thinking if it does 3D, I'll be happy to have 3D back. I like the effect of it.
Well, technology's moved on a lot as well with 3D as well, so you never know.
But like I say, if you're in the UK and you've been to Farmageddon, the Clown House is very similar, if you've ever done that one in Farmageddon, for any UK listeners. Then we move into Tent 4, which looks like we've got a new IP showing rather than what was on the last map, and it is a lantern. So Bray Wyatt is
Interesting.
confirmed for Halloween Horror Nights.
So Firefly or a fun house.
But if you know the films, there is a certain franchise out there that makes you tippy toe that uses a
So this is
lantern.
gonna be, is this gonna be the house of Blumhouse?
No, I reckon that's going to be intent too.
Yeah, I get you
Personally,
now.
if you look at the pictures,
I just wanted to say, I wanted to say the same on the hieroglyphics. Oh, I'm spitting these new ones out. People use it, hieroglyphics.
So on Tent 4, the rumors are that flying around at the moment. And with that being a lantern, potentially an
Lighthouse.
insidious house. That's what that's the rumors that are flying around at the moment from fans. But Bray Wyatt would be better.
What insidious movie would you base it on, though? Because I've been watching them lately, funny enough. I think I'm about to start number four or five. I think it
Well,
could be
four's a red
four.
door, isn't it?
They've all got red doors on them.
Yeah, but I
People
think
have forgot this. The
yeah, but I
door's
think
getting bigger.
Insidious. Yeah, but I think it's Insidious Red Door is the one where they have to sh they finally shut the door.
Obviously, we got a new movie coming this year of that as well. I hope it's insidious because to me,
Well, I did the first one in 2015, the
okay,
first
what was it
house.
like?
We'll put it this way, that was the house we went through the most times with Julie, because Julie loved it.
I love the Insidious movie,
Yeah.
so it's a win-win for me.
And it was
Actually,
one of them, I
I love
think,
Ghostbusters, but this could actually beat Ghostbusters for me.
if it was like the other one, there wasn't that many scare actors in it, to be fair, but it was creep, it was just creepy. And the effect they did to get you into the further was actually pretty good. I won't spoil it in case if it is in this one and they bring it back. But the effect of actually make you feel like you're walking into what they call the further was amazing. Ask
I'm just
Matt
thinking
from Catacombs.
all the
He did
ghosting
the
they've
same.
got now. They've got the key guy, the key demon, the original red and black demon, the nun, not the nun, the old woman who's actually really a man, who was tormented by his mother. I mean, you've got the mother in there doing the slap shorty, haven't you?
Well, that's what it was. It was that was one of the main scares, and it was you walk through
But I
the
mean,
woman in white
that's what I mean.
was there.
What movie are they basing this on? There's so many of them. I mean,
I think it'll be a mixture of all of them if it's going to be.
it would be interesting. I think it's a very strong horror franchise, and I'm actually impressed. If this is really coming, I take my hands off. I applaud you, Halloween Horror Nights, because that is horror.
So with that 10-4, that was what we people was flying around as Freddy, because that was where
It's a
10-4
shame,
was,
isn't
but
it?
it's gone
It's a
now.
shame.
Yeah, well, things have moved around a little bit, and it looks like the entrances have moved a little bit as where we've actually put them to. So we'll see. We won't know until everything's announced. But in 10-2, that's what I think is going to be Blumhouse, and it's
Yeah, but
showing it as two.
it's not got the movie sign.
Yes, I'm thinking it's not going to be classed as an IP. I think it might be Blumhouse doing a collection of its own stuff,
Oh,
which
could
it
you
will be
imagine
IP based, but it's not.
having Megan and all that lot in there?
I think it potentially could have, because
Do you know
with
what?
it.
If it had the movie sign, I could actually tell you what I think that was because of its colours. I would have gone, that could be Terrifier, but they're not going to do Terrifier.
No. Not well, the new film's out being filmed, isn't it? But we'll
Christmas
see.
time it comes out, that's the problem. So it could be next year, and
Well,
as
yeah.
it's go as this new Terrifier movie is actually going to be a proper cinema movie, you know it's going to be toned down.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Yeah.
And then we move on to the final house, which is tent in tent one. Think Phil's cat patterned in this phrase. What's it called again?
Hieroglyphics
Horoglyphics, yeah.
instead of hieroglyphics, funny enough.
So it, I don't know. I don't know whether that could be the mummy or just ancient Egypt in general, Aztecs.
I suppose it's like a pharaoh eye type of thing now, isn't it? I thought it was some weird looking bird. I'm having a real close look up on it now. It's definitely an eye, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the it's one of the it's it, I don't know what the actual symbol
It's a
is, but
Stargate house.
yeah, so
But that also looks like a museum thing in front of it. You've got the things when you're not now near the picture. So is it going to be some sort of museum come horror museum come to life?
well, that's what I'm thinking. Night in the Museum, there you go, confirmed.
The horror version, though, because
Yeah.
the other version would definitely not be Horror Nights.
And if I just move this map out the way a little bit, you will probably notice that the castle has now gone from animal actor stage, and we've only got one
Oh,
show at
yeah.
this on this at the moment.
Very.
So,
What makes me think? Do you think they're going to get the late show ready in time?
well, I believe they are testing. They're doing tests on it at the moment with the lasers and the drones, if you've seen any footage. But what I'll quickly just go through, I'll just quickly go through what potentially rides are going to be open, which is number one, two, three, four, and five, which I'll go backwards. It'd be Men in Black at number five, Green Guts at number four, Revenge of the Mummy at number three, Transformers at number two, and number one is Hollywood Rip Ride Rocket. And if you want to get your ride in for Hollywood Rip Ride Rocket, I will get it in earlier than later, because you may not be at Halloween Horror Nights next year. That's what I heard.
If it
That's what I
is, it
heard.
could be. If it is going to be there next year, I personally think it'd be. If it is there next year, it's going to be its last year. I've got a feeling that is not going, that ride, until Epic's properly open.
Well, I'll just stop all this anyway. From one of the YouTube videos I've just watched about the Plumbatic Rider and how it is, I think they'll just cut the losses when they can. So,
Do that. Well, when they do that loop thing, I don't do it. Sorry, I just don't know how they do it.
What? We do.
I look
What
like
do
a
you?
fish. Sorry, people, you'd see the
Oh, what the hell are you
YouTube or
doing?
TikTok.
Anyway.
I do have a interesting point though. Before we move on to the next one, and we're going to read people's comments at the end of the show. If you want to hear your comments, you're going to have to wait until the end. I don't want you to go to Hollywood yet. I want you to go and tell me what you did yesterday in
Well,
England.
yesterday I actually went to the York Dungeons for the first time for me.
And to explain to my American friends what that is, it's a big thing
Well,
in the UK and Europe.
the dungeons are a horror themed attraction. There's quite a few across the UK. You've got York, Alton Towers, Edinburgh, London, Warwick
Got one
Castle
in,
have
I'm
got
sure
one.
there's one in Holland as well.
Yeah, there is one in Holland as well. They're all run by Merlin,
Netherlands.
which, if you know what the UK theme park is, you've got Merlin attractions, which are on Alton Towers, Chessington World of Adventure, Thorpe Park, all the Sea Life Centres, Legoland. They own more or less all the
Icon
theme
Park.
parks. Yep, and actually,
Icon Park
in
on International
Florida,
Drive.
they own Icon Park, they own Man of Two Swords and Sea Life, and now they've got control of the wheel again, which is now
So
called the Icon Orlando Eye again.
it's cool. It's basically it's
Yeah, the
history,
dungeon,
isn't
what it
it?
is, yeah, it's a walkthrough, not a maze, but a walkthrough horror show-ish. And they go through the history of potentially that area. So, example, I did York. So you go into one, I won't spoil it because they don't like to have many spoilers, but there's what you go into the first room, they explain about a certain Norsic people. And what their effect on that area was, and then you try and engage it. It's got live actors in it. There's video effects, there's lighting effects, smell effects, because you go into one room that is based on the plague. So I won't have to let your imagination run wild of what that smelled like. There's like mini-ish rides in it. So
Sweaty day in a theme park,
no, it's that
or in the
synth-pop.
line, or in the line of Halloween Horror Nights at night.
Well, it's a scent pod that was used in 2016, and I believe it went through the whole house, and people was not happy about it. So it's that kind of they had them kind of scent smells to it, and there's live actors in all the rooms. They guide you through, they show you the history, and there is scare elements to it. They make sure you've not got photosensitive epilepsy, and they make sure you can you're able to move and walk because there is some drops and moves and stuff. So. If you are either in England and you want to try one of these dungeons, I would highly recommend it. I've done Edinburgh, Alton Towers, Blackpool, and York. I've only got two more to do. I've got London and Warwick Castle in the UK to do. But yeah, it was something I would recommend if you any form of horror fan. Or not even a horror fan, even a history buff. Because it is available for all ages. There was a few children in there as well. I think there were about 9 or 10.
Did you point out there's actors in there as well?
Yes, there is live actors, and that's the same, and that they are playing a role. They're playing that actual person. Because I'll just say there is in generically in some of them you've got the judge, you've got the executioner, the doctor, and then these people are pretending to be them people, and they just tell you the history. It's like I probably have the Blackpool one a few years ago. That's not doing it now. Was there was a section on the War of the Roses. If anyone knows about that in the UK, Lancashire against Yorkshire, Lancashire won. Sorry, York. Sorry, people in Yorkshire. Even though I was over there the other day. But yeah, I would highly recommend it. It's a nice little scare event. It's to keep your haunts going
Indoors
through the
as
year.
well,
Yeah,
so
it's
all
all
year round.
indoors. If you've got a Merlin annual pass, it covers it. Or it's round about £23 per person to book it online. It's about 75. It was 75 minutes in total as well. So, if you bear with me 2 seconds,
Bear all those bare necessities, those simple bare necessities. I'm singing because yet again we're waiting for Simon.
I know.
Oh dear, and I don't want to cut anything up.
I'll just quickly show you because they
I
do a
think
little
Simon's
bit
going
of
to their maps. There we go.
they do a little bit of a green screen so you can take pictures of you. So that's me and Julie being. Be told we have to be scared, and then they put that green screen behind you on that one. Yeah, they give you a placard. I chose that one.
Being a drunk
So,
art.
yeah. And there's me being executed at the top.
Getting your head chopped off as well.
Yep.
Very
Because
nice.
that's me being by the judge, be found guilty for being
Oh,
drunken.
he's an ugly judge.
Yep. And then there's Julie chopping my head
Fire
off.
in depths of fire.
So,
It's the only time I've
yes.
seen Julie smile properly for a picture as well. So clearly she wants to kill you.
Yeah.
See, people, this is
So,
why you need to watch these on YouTube and TikTok because you're missing these bits.
That's the dungeons. Highly recommended on mind. And also, if you're in Blackpool at any time, do pass Shadows of Terror as well. That was great. Anyway, right. Hollywood. Next winter. Right, where are we going to?
Yes, now we're
Because.
transitioning back into HHN speak maps, and as Simon says, we're moving over to Hollywood now, so
Yeah,
that's all good.
I won't bring the old map up for Hollywood because I don't think it actually needs us to bring it up.
Tell you the truth, we don't really know much about Hollywood. We're trying to guess stuff here, but it's just an event because we've never been into. We don't look into it properly. I mean, there's bigger podcasts out there who will really get in depth for this one. But I think we guess a lot of stuff for Orlando. I think we're pretty good with it as well now. That's
So I've
different.
got that one up now. Let me just put that there.
That is the new one. We
That
cleared it
is the
off.
new one. So we'll just go from the bottom left and work our way around. It looks like we've got a
Two of the
Quiet
same
Place
starting with.
again. But this one's South America's got a flower on it, not got the trees. So slightly different.
Right, so obviously the first one, as you said, we think it's going to be a quiet place again. And
Yeah, that's in
then the second
the
one.
Uber venue or Ubi.
UBE,
Where,
UBE, we'll call it.
yeah, and then in Paris, Palestine, how do you say it?
Parasine?
I don't
Parasine?
know.
I don't know.
But then in the mummy queue, it looks like something radioactive hanger on fire. That's what I don't know. I have no idea.
Can I tell you what I think?
SS 15. I
S15.
think
Do you
we
know what
all
I
know
think
what
that
that is.
is?
Sound
It's out
Stage
in John.
15. Well, I think it's a more modern version of Elton John. I think we, from all rumours that are flying around, it's The Weeknd. They're getting The
Hang on,
Weeknd house.
did you just put the modern version of Elton John's Weeknd? I would
Well,
said The Weeknd's more on the vibe of Michael Jackson, the way he does things.
he's got the star power on him.
Oh, they're
Anyway,
both megastars.
yeah. Then in the T-pad, I think it is. That's a rid no an IP. It's pigs with crosses. The only thing I'm hearing at the moment on that is Saw. I don't know.
I don't
Don't
know. It's just because I'm not taking any notice. I've got no clue,
know.
but a pig mask got different.
Yeah. Then Soundstage 22, the Cadillac symbol again, which was highly rumored to be Ghostbusters. Then the Terror Tram. It's just a White House.
That
And
looks like
that
the
could be
Blumhouse
based on
house.
IP. Yeah,
It's like the Blumhouse
could
house to
be.
me.
It could be. And then in the high, I think it's higher lot T2, whatever that is.
H lot T2, yeah.
That's the lantern again. So potentially Insidious. And then H lot T1 is the same symbol with the Bride of Frankenstein. It looks like they've
Is
got two
this
shows.
the event, by the way, where it feels like that both events are starting to be more the same, even more? This seems to be a.
Yeah,
I
there used
always
to
remember
be.
Hollywood, there used to be a big difference between the events. They might have two the same, but to me, they both seem to be morphing into one
Well,
type of event.
if you look at this though, this is very IP heavy. There's seven IPs there,
I think it's two
and
IP.
yeah, there's six IPs there. Well, call it seven with
The
potentially
music
The
one.
Weeknd. That leaves you with two originals. That's how Hollywood's usually always been. Hollywood's always usually been very IP heavy, with
But this. Does this
Orlando
make
as.
you want to go to Hollywood when literally everything's going to be basically the same?
No.
And I think that
No.
they're missing a point here. Have two the same and make the others different.
Yeah, so it looks like I've got two shows. One is like a. Is it a British cross? British Red
Is that
Cross with a line through it.
I don't know, is that the water show? I don't know where the water show is here, so
I don't know. And then there's another one with the world.
Michael Jackson, heal the
So,
world,
is it
make it
much
a better
different to the other one?
place. I don't know. Looks like there's a pair of socks on the other one. They've disappeared. Terratram. Terratram must be some sort of Bates Motel, maybe. Because that's where the Terratram is now, thinking about it.
Because here's the last one from here's the one from last year. Last year, I mean,
Awesome.
first month.
Version one.
Yeah, so the
That's
bug
changed a
alive is
lot.
gone. But it's still show, so it's still only showing two originals, same as what it did on that one. So, because if I could just go back to our map on version two, there's an interesting thing on there. There's only four IPs. The
Yeah,
rest
how
are all
many
originals.
houses do Hollywood get?
Usually nine, I
So we
think.
get one more.
Yeah.
Nine.
Well, usually about eight houses and the Terratram, which is usually classed as a house.
Right.
So,
That's always a bit of a
but
problem because they can't change
that's
out too
interesting. That's
much.
interesting to see that when you look at it that way, seven potential IPs at Hollywood and only four at Orlando. Potentially, is that due to funding with Epic or I'll take originals all day long. I'm just it's the way I've been on the original hype
I
since
think
that
it's a bit more
time.
tricky with Hollywood is Hollywood, and I think Orlando, with so many houses, sometimes you have to have a year when there's going to be more originals. It's not possible to keep on doing a movie, because if you can't get all the movies like Terrifier, Scream, It,
Because
and all them,
that'd be interesting. If you're watching,
you get problems.
if you're watching this or you're listening to this, do you go to the event because of the IPs or do you go to the event because of the originals? Be interested to find out on the split. I think it's going to be very with the audience that I think we've got. I think it's going to be more IP heavy. But
We
anyone who's
definitely
been to
know
go to the event for
Joe's
20 20
IP
years,
heavy. Joe's definitely an IP person. I'm now a mixture. Some of my favorite houses have been originals. Some of my favorite houses have been IPs. I'm not the, oh no, I'm right in the middle of it all now. You can't choose both sides, just like politics.
Well, that's a weird way to end the show, but
We're not ending it because we got some comments to read.
you go through the comments. I think you've got them all there, mate.
Yeah, okay, so we've got Orlando. I'm going to start with Craig Willicks from Scotland.
Go on, Craig. What have you got to
Craig,
say?
I'll see you in September at Endless Summers with Surfside, mate. Right, so he's put number one, maybe a South American Yeti type house. I didn't know there was Yetis
I
there,
don't
but
want Yetis again.
Yetis are a big thing in Orlando, so I get that. Number two, Universal Monsters. Victoria Frankenstein, which would be a good link to the Epic Dark Universe. I could get that. Number three, Ghostbusters. He's hoping based on the original two movies. Personally, I'd prefer that, but I'm not
Yeah, I
sure.
think I if they're going to go anywhere, they're going to go with the newest film, personally.
Okay, and the number four, he's gone for A Quiet Place Day One, which would be easier, more effective to translate into a house, pretty much what we've said. Number five, looks like Sweet's Revenge, but it's also. Is this too soon after HHM 31?
No, really, I don't think, because I think American were up in London, had a 2 year break, and it was back, and that was a house, not just
They've done it with Killer Clowns now as well, haven't they?
Killer Clowns was only 2 years. Well, that was a scare zone into a house. So
Yeah,
yeah, that's been
so.
say actually the same thing, and it's a scare zone into a
Yeah.
house,
So
two
it
year
has
gap.
happened. It's also happened. I don't know if it was the other way around. What was it with what's his face? Your little pumpkin friend. When you
Sam.
dressed up as a yeah.
Trick or treat. It was
So
a scare zone.
it has happened a few
Yeah, usually give
times.
a 2 year break because it's still fresh in people's minds. Oh, yeah, potentially.
Right. Number six could be anything, but location would suit an anthology style house. Although locations on the map are subject to change, so in other words, he's got no clue like us. Number seven, a cinema focused house, maybe something with the Usher. If we have an original person, that would be interesting. Could you imagine the Usher being in charge of Slaughter Cinema? How cool would that be?
Yeah, potentially. But like saying slot, the Usher was last used in 2009, the year I wish I went to, because he had a Chucky house and Saw and
Oh, let's
everything
not talk
out
about Chucky's houses, mate. Come on. A bad last year.
there.
Okay, we
Well.
got number eight. I'm hoping The lantern is less obvious placeholder for a jack-o'-lantern, and we get Halloween 3. Oh, I think we'd all want that.
That's that. I personally think that's a white whale. That's gonna be. I think that's Mike Aiello's dream, that one. But like I say, he's
I
too busy
always
with
think if
Epic at the
that's going
moment.
to come now, I think that's going to have to be a celebration year, a 30, 35, 40.
Yeah, well, where did it come out? About 80. Can't remember what year it came out now. But yeah, I think that's gonna. That'll have to be an anniversary year for
Oh, I
that
see
one.
what you think of number nine. Another dead exposure house with strobe effects.
Let me just go back to the map. Let me have a quick look. What is
Simon's having a quick look to see what that is. I'll let him do that. So that'll be number nine. As I said, it'll
he's
be
thinking. Yeah, I think he's thinking of the black and white in the black and white house.
a clever idea.
But I think
Also,
dead
wasn't that
exposure.
going to be, that was a rumor it was going to be based on some part also of the tribute store last year, remembering that. So that could be interesting. And then number 10, horror gallery with different pictures that come to life in each room. Pretty much what we, I was thinking more of a
Yeah.
museum one, but you know, a gallery one would just work just as well.
It would.
Yeah, I'll give him that.
Right, well, I think we're just gonna have to take a quick 2 second break. Because we're gonna run out of time on this one. Because we're
Well, that's all right,
cheapskates,
but
we're not paying for Zoom.
how long we got left? How long is it saying? Now,
A minute.
watch this. Where is it?
Watch this
I've got a
space.
few people. We've got some Rob Turner. Interesting. SS23B has to be Ghostbusters. SS24A, maybe A Quiet Place. SS22, some sort of
Yeah.
Universal Monsters, Bride of Frankenstein or Lisa Frankenstein. Outside that, not sure. And then we've got, nope, he's not got one. I don't, have I lost them all now? Wrong way, Phil. I think that could be it. I thought I had more, but maybe I didn't. I've got John Flavio telling us he's not going, and I sent Simon my response. You don't need to know about that. That was me joking away. I'm sure we have more, but no, me, I've lost them. So it looks like I have misplaced them. So there is no more. Simon, see us out.
Right, so there you go. We're actually going to end it there, my friends. So, like I said earlier on in the beginning of the show, if you could hit that like, hit that subscribe, hit that bell notification for any future videos on YouTube, follow us on all our socials at HHT Pod. Follow Phil, our Epic Phil Travels.
Travel,
See, I'll put it in for you
YouTube,
on YouTube.
TikTok,
And yeah, that's it, guys.
and
So.
us on TikTok, HHE Pod 1.
Right, yeah, but the links will all be in the description. So
Maybe.
follow us on all there. I'm going to go back to my old faithful. Stay spooky, bitches. And
That's
fill
not
it.
normal. Be epic.
Tiptoe through the tulips with me.